Mary Fagan case to be example for cops' school of detection. The Atlanta Journal, Saturday, the 20th of September, 1913, page 3, column 5. Taking the Mary Fagan case as an example, Chief of Police Beavers is going to instruct his men just what to do from first to last in working on similar cases. He will give specific instructions about the preliminary steps in detection. The chief's firmest orders will be for the officers first to disturb the body as little as possible. He wants few footprints around the corpse. Also, he will tell his men not to touch the body or clothing any more than possible. This is liable to obliterate fingerprints. The value of this evidence, said the chief Saturday, is inestimable in modern police work. Until a fingerprint system is installed in the local department government, experts will be called upon in future cases. Page 6, column 6, new courthouse to be rushed to completion. The basement and the first floor of the new Fulton County Courthouse will be ready for occupancy by the 1st of January, 1914, according to Chairman Shelby Smith of the Fulton County Board of Commissioners. The offices of the Clerk of Courts, the Sheriff, the Tax Collector, and the Tax Receiver will be the first to move into the new structure, but it is expected to be the fall of next year before the entire building is ready for occupancy. Rush orders have been given all contractors, according to Mr. Smith, and every effort will be made to hurry the completion of the building. It had been hoped that the building would be ready for occupancy when the new municipal court starts work on January 1st, but this will be impossible, and it is probable that the five justices of the municipal court, for a time at least, will occupy the courtrooms now used by justices of the peace. Page 11, column 3. Police are investigating Detective Black's flight. Following a lengthy conference with Detective John Black, Chief of Police Beavers was later closeted with Chief of Detectives Landford. Instructions were given the latter to make a thorough investigation of the alleged flight of Black in a room of the Exchange Hotel in Birmingham, Alabama, and make a report in writing direct to the police chief. In the interim, it is learned Black will continue to serve on the local detective force.